Time for our usual Thursday chat with Brian Burke. Morning, Brian. Good to talk to you. It's been a good year when 1-3-1 represents some of the toughest sledding you've had all season long, but fans are getting a little bit antsy. What have you seen in the Flames as far as performance or lack of performance? What's changed since the break?
Well, I think from looking at it, the players mentioned the word details about 10 times, and I know fans and listeners will think, well, it's just a cliche, but it really truly is the defining characteristic of winning teams is attention to detail. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have good details in your game, and I don't use this term much because it's overused, so I don't like it, but it's no question it's accurate. If you don't have attention to detail, the better the team you play, the more costly those mistakes are. So if you don't have attention to detail, you're playing San Jose, you're going to get beat. Tampa Bay, you're going to get beat. So the better the team you play, the more they exploit that weakness. I think they're working hard. They're not getting the bounces they got before, and that's, I think, the bar goes up after All-Star. The bar goes up after bye week, and I don't think the team has adjusted yet to that bar.
Well, we talked about it, and another one of those overused phrases is simplify. It does seem like that's kind of what they need to do right now, because I agree. I think the effort's been there. It hasn't been that they've been outworked or outplayed as far as effort is concerned, but the little plays that they would usually do, the little chip passes off the wall or getting out of their zone, they haven't been working. It almost feels like they just need to go back to the basics.
Yeah, so you're saying the same thing in a different way.
Yeah.
In other words, you make that little chip pass and it's on the tape 2 weeks ago, and now it's 6 inches ahead in the defense and picks it off. It's execution, details. You know, use whatever cliche you want. The Flames appear to be using detail, and I think that's a good one because that's what I see is they're not missing by much. It's not a failure of effort. It's not a philosophical change on the team that, hey, we're in first place, we don't have to work. I sense they're working really hard. They just are not. They're not converting chances like they were before, which means you got to bear down and get them a little tighter. And I don't think it's time to panic yet, but I think it's time to stop this foolishness too.
Yeah. What have you seen out of the second line? And I know you haven't watched it with a fine-tooth comb kind of a thing, but Backlund has nothing in four games. Tkachuk and Frolik are pointless in their last six, and they haven't been as airtight defensively either. It's a tough stretch, I know, but what might you be seeing there?
Well, what I see, and for Calgary Flames fans and listeners, I do try to watch the games in their entirety. I do, you know, when you're doing a radio show in a marketplace, that's one of your teams, and obviously I've got great fondness for the Flames anyway the last 5 years, but I do try to watch it, and what I see with their line is, right now, I see I'm going to stumble with words here. They don't all three show up the same night. Mm-hmm. So they get two of them playing well on a Tuesday night, two different ones, or one of the same and a different guy. They're not all three in sync at all in any game yet. So, like you say, Frolik is 0 for 9 or whatever it is. Matthew Tkachuk is scuffling. So I fully expect when Bill Peter says there will be line changes, I expect that that's the line he's referring to. At least to get them going and then maybe reunite them. But what I see is they're not all showing up for the same game.
If you were, and again, I'm not looking for you to critique any Peter's change, but how would you go about that? Frolik has been a guy who's been demoted when that team or when that line needs a bit of a shakeup. Would you go that route again?
Yes.
Yeah. Who do you like there?
I don't know. I think you can try different people. I think that, like I say, I watch the games, I think, and I love Bax, but I think Bax has had a couple of average games, if not poor games. I think Fro's had a couple of average games, if not poor games. I think Matthew needs the support of both guys to get going. He's a self-starter in his own end, gets the puck out, makes things happen, but needs some help when you cross the blue line. Needs someone to give it to or someone to get it to him. So when I look, I see, okay, tonight Bax just doesn't have it. And the other two guys are going pretty well. But the line, one guy out of that line, the line fails. And the next night, it's Fro doesn't have it. So I think they move Fro down, put someone else up, see how that goes. If it doesn't work, you don't have to stick with it very long. The team they're playing has not had a good season, and they just did a bit of a dump. but they're still explosive, and they still have two lines you can score. And if you nap against these guys for a couple of minutes, you're going to pay for it.